This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Celebrate Star Wars Day. Do you even know what I'm talking about? Are you a fan of Star Wars? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I had to start that way because I was late to the Star Wars party. I really was. I didn't get it. I said this the other night on the show, but I got pulled in thanks to the nephew and the hubs, and they forced me to watch all the Star Wars, all of them, the prequels, etc., every single one. And this was a couple years ago, and I got hooked. And so now it's been The Mandalorian, Andor, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you name it. I am drinking the Kool-Aid on Star Wars. So it was that kind of day, just a kind of kitschy day of remembering, may the Fourth be with you. You get it. May the Force be with you. All right, as we dive into what is shaken across the land, I'll tell you, it's been a really, I know I say this too, way too much, but it has been a wackadoodle. I have no great adjectives for this. Last 3 or 4 weeks, when neighbors are killing neighbors over a ball in a yard, guy shooting off a gun, slaughtering his neighbor's wife and young child, then hiding away. And, of course, it was his significant other that was hiding him away, and he has a child. I mean, the stories are just so damn depressing and sickening at the same time. So I like to say on this show, it's the no drone zone. You hear so much of this during the day, and, of course, we're getting you up to date on what's happening because maybe you miss some of the ins and outs of things that absolutely affect our lives. But one step further, what does it mean to you and I? And so much of the conversation, because of the creepy things that are happening, a lot of it is centering around, goes back to protection. And more people have had that conversation with me casually about protection. What do you know about self-defense? Do you have a gun? Do you know your neighbors? I mean, seriously, because what happens in a situation like the one that happened in Texas? What happens in some of these other situations where someone is pulling into the wrong driveway? And I saw some statistics I thought that were really interesting. And the statistics go like this. You know, why are so many young people being shot? What's happening? What is the lesson here, or what do we need to know? And since 2020, there are now 450 million guns. And you think of how many people are in this country. What, 330 million, give or take? The number could not be 100% accurate, but it's in that ballpark due to census numbers and stuff. But the leading cause of deaths to people under 18 years old in America is by guns. So then you look at the other side of that and say, well, do you need to learn how to shoot if you don't shoot? Do you need to be able to protect yourself? And here's what I say all the time, because I am absolutely a protector of the Second Amendment. I don't think you take rights like that away. There is senseless violence that is going on, but it's inevitable that you're going to have that happen. Sadly, I think the thing to look at is what can we do to have safer gun ownership, right? You know, what if there was a safe storage law? What if there was some, like, common sense kind of reforms, right? Could we maybe cut the gun deaths? And we still have the guns, right? I mean, look, some of the most liberal people that I can think of, talk show host Bill Maher, he says he has guns. Why does he have guns? Because if somebody comes after him, boom, you're in my house. You know, the lieutenant governor of Maryland says, listen, and she's a former Marine, you come into my house, I'll shoot you and I'll pray for you. So this is the conversation. I mean, let's forward the conversation into what do we need to do? Because, I mean, it's the insanity of some of what we've seen is just indescribable, frankly. I mean, I fear every day I'm thinking, you know, what next? Houston, we have more than a problem. And I got to think, I mean, I've had these conversations with my nieces and nephews about what are they doing? Where are they going? What's happening? Are they aware of their surroundings when they're in some of these places where they are, where there's all kinds of crowds and people that they don't know? So we do have more as far as what has happened recently. We had the Atlanta shooting, and then we've got the four people dead in the small South Georgia town after a 26-year-old killed two relatives, a fast food employee, and then himself. So the employee had no relationship to him. So unfortunately, the 41-year-old that was killed was just happened to be there, was in the way. And the women that were targeted were hit, of course. But just a tragic, tragic thing. I mean, what would prompt you to do that? And that's always the question, is the why. Is there a rambling manifesto that's left? Are there drug problems? Is there something else that led to the reasons why? For example, in the Atlanta shooting, now it turns out that the guy was with his mother and wanted meds, that he seriously was having a meltdown, that he was having panic attacks and couldn't get his medicine. So went into that doctor's office and just decided to shoot people that he had no relationship to. It wasn't a personal thing. It was I'm going to shoot people because I don't have my drugs and my head is not feeling right. This is the conversation that we're having around this country, no matter if it's a rural area, a suburban area, or a city. Think about it. Think about where do you stand on all of this? Who are the younger people in your life? Who is it that you want to protect? And how do you do that? You know, how do you do that? All right, coming up this hour of the show, we're going to talk about some other things that are happening, of course, from the left coast to the right coast. The mailbag, we're going to hit that. Plus, a cheap movie review of sorts, because they're not really releasing much on it. And we're going to talk about some of the things that this week really has been about, for sure. So stay with us, because we're heading to Washington, D.C. next.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Vantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
There are so many things that you can be voted off of in this country, especially on the tube, an island, The Bachelor, and now apparently you can be voted off flights. Maybe this is something new or a trend that might happen. There was actually a passenger who was voted off a Trenton Atlanta Frontier flight after, surprise, surprise, an altercation, right? I mean, look, so far in 2023, there have been 586 reports of unruly passengers. So there was video posted to social media that shows a woman that was voted off the airline. How many people want this woman to go? Hands up! So you could hear someone yelling, mind your business, with a bleep in between there, yelling on the plane as it sat on the tarmac. This went TikTok viral. She then pleaded with the flight attendant not to kick her off and the man she was with off the flight. But the vote was to kick her off, so passengers raised their hands, and she was removed. That would be great, wouldn't it? What the power you could give to flight attendants, right? Okay, do we vote this man off of the plane? How about this woman over here that's unruly? Do we vote her off the plane? I mean, there's just been so many things that have happened. It's ridiculous. Look, there's been, what was there, the man who looked like he was throwing punches? It did. It was out there. Because, look, we walk around with, we're all videographers because we have that on our phone. He was throwing punches at a flight crew on a plane from Texas to California. That happened on Monday. I mean, what in the world is happening with people out there? I'm going to get on this plane and I don't care. If you don't like it, I'm just going to do whatever I feel like doing. So, I don't know, maybe this is going to be a trend, that it's, you're going to take a vote, And if everyone votes you off, you're off. I wish we could take a vote about these banks. These banks too big to fail. Because you know what? I hate to be the bearer of bad news here, but more regional banks are in trouble. They're getting pounded. We have a banking crisis that nobody really wants to talk about. So, like, shares of PacWest Bancorp lost more than half their value after the company issued a statement overnight saying it was an ongoing discussion with partners and investors. So the stock, which traded near $27 a share before March 10th's collapse of Silicon Valley, closed at $3.17. People, that's how they get into trouble. And what's so wild is, well, just yesterday, the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell announced to all of us that the banking system is sound and resilient. It is sound and resilient. Wow. Sound and resilient for who? I guess Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan, because they're gobbling up the banks that are failing. But we're moving on from First Republic, which was pretty weak, and now we've got others that are in trouble. First Horizon, same thing. Just vomit. When you see this, the price of the stock go down, 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 and look, tight credit is forcing investors to rethink the risk they take with their money. So the most vulnerable banks are those with a customer base concentrated usually in a single industry like technology, venture capital. And if it looks weak and seems weak, people are going to pull. People are going to cause a run on the bank, right? And that's exactly what we saw happen with Silicon Valley Bank, because they lost $40 billion in deposits in a single day. And then they told regulators they were probably going to lose another $100 billion the next day. And then, of course, it was shut down. So PacWest said its $28 billion in deposits on Wednesday were higher than at the end of March. And the insured deposits represented 75% of the total, up from 73%. So maybe they make it somehow. I mean, a share price can be a red flag, and then sometimes it's not because it doesn't necessarily have to affect business operations. But when there's so much conversation about the banks and so many people who don't want to take chances, you can't say that you don't know that there could be a lot of withdrawals. Right? I mean, look, banks are tapping into the Fed's what they call discount window and the new loan program for a growing amount of money. As of April 26, a couple weeks ago, banks had borrowed $155 billion, up from $144 billion 1 week earlier. So investors are saying to Washington, I said we were taking it to Washington, investors were saying, what can we do with these regional bank stocks plummeting? But there is no clear-cut answer. If there are more bank closings, then Congress has to get on the treadmill and they got to act. They got to figure. It feels like every time I say anything about Congress, and those are the people that we elected, that they got to get on board. They got to figure it out. So far, they're not doing that. But are we spiraling, right? Half are worried about deposits that they're not safe. A lot of people are. So that's going to stress banks if people start to pull. And you can't always predict that, right? So while you got the bank situation happening, you have the other situation that's going on. And that other situation, of course, is what's happening at the border, right? And that's the hot potato that just gets passed and passed and passed around. Oh, we want to address it. Oh, it's terrible. And then nothing happens. So now it's interesting who's doing what to try to come up with some sort of stopgap border measure. And it makes sense if you represent Arizona especially. So Senator Sinema and Tom Tillis, and of course she's an independent, he's a Republican, they're working on a measure that would grant the administration a temporary 2-year extension to expel migrants from the United States, because Title 42 is going to expire next week. So the bill being proposed by this bipartisan duo is a little different from Title 42 because it doesn't rely on a public health order to deny asylum and migration claims. It would provide protections for those who would be tortured or face threats to their life or freedom if they were returned to their home countries, as well as those with serious medical needs. The Title 42 expiring now faces this uphill battle for adoption in a chamber that is grappling with border and immigration issues very unsuccessfully, not just in recent years, but in all the years that I can possibly remember, the entire time I have done this show. So this measure comes with the House preparing to vote on its own immigration and border proposal next week. And, you know, look, Republicans are criticizing the expiration of Title 42 because there's no other policy in place. Democrats are cautioning the administration. You don't have the resources to be able to process the surge of people that are expected at the border in the coming weeks and months. And I think they're going to be blown away by the amount. I could be wrong, but I have a feeling in my conversations with a longtime friend who is with border enforcement that that's what they're expecting. I mean, they're thinking it's going to be like an avalanche of people, which is why so many are there to help at the border at this point. So, I mean, we're going to get hit with this. I would be stunned if not. And so what does that mean for border states? What does that mean all the way across the board? It's very, very, very frustrating. I mean, we have border gridlock is what we have. The border has to be secured. It's just an absolute ridiculous hot potato passed around from year to year to year to year to year. We're decades into this. And, of course, the border is going to be a mess. Right? Of course the border is going to be a mess. So, yeah, come up with a stopgap, something. Put something in place as fast as possible. It's outrageous in El Paso. El Paso was one of the first places that I got a job when I got out of school. And I was thrilled to go there because they had cameramen who did live shots and all that stuff because I was in television. And I covered the border a lot because at the time I was fluent in Spanish. The Española is a CSC right now, but it was very good then. And so a lot of times I was over the border into Juarez, and I saw what was happening. But then it was bad. Now it's scary is what it is. And it's scary that a border city like El Paso has to declare a state of emergency in response to the huge number of migrants camping out on the streets even before Title 42 expires on May 11th. Mailbag next.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. The man accused in Wednesday's mass shooting in Atlanta facing now five charges. 24-year-old Deion Patterson charged with one count of murder and four counts of aggravated assault. He allegedly opened fire in the waiting room of a medical facility, killing one woman and injuring four others. The bell is ringing on Wall Street with stocks lower as fears about the banking sector return. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 286 points to 33,127. The S&P 500 fell by 21 points to 4061, and the Nasdaq dropped by 58 points to 11,966. Ed Sheeran has been found not liable in his copyright infringement case. While on the stand, Sheeran said he would quit the business if he were found guilty, and today said,
"I'm obviously very happy with the outcome of the case, and it looks like I'm not having to retire from my day job after all."
Dave Collins, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mailbag.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
We are in the mailbag. Absolutely. Thanks for all of your emails. You can send them to me about anything. 24/7. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. So how about this one? I love it. Tom M. Oh, sir, I can't believe how quickly you emailed us, and this is wonderful. He says, "Hi, Kate, I'm sitting here listening to your radio show, which I think is great, and thank you for that. But I just want to say something about that person who killed that lady at a medical facility. I get medication for panic disorder, and I still have a panic attack once in a while. I just want to say that when I have a panic attack, I don't get any urge to go out and shoot someone or even think of hurting anyone for that matter. Obviously, that guy had deeper issues than panic disorder. The first thing I think is to grab a paper bag, breathe in it, or to talk to someone to get my mind off the panic." Good for you, Tom. That's great suggestions for people listening. Lots of people have panic attacks. I think most people think they're going to die from one of these panics. But the worst thing that usually happens is you'll just pass out from breathing so fast. Luckily, my panic disorder hasn't caused me to pass out. Usually they'll pass in a few minutes for me, but I have had them on and off for a couple of hours, and believe me, they're not a lot of fun to have. I'm 64, and I have had panic disorder since I was 19 years old, so I know how to deal with it more nowadays than I did in the past. My point being is I don't believe that person killed a woman, yes, a woman, because he had a panic attack. Mental issues, maybe. Panic, no. Thank you for reading this, and feel free to read it on your radio show if you want to. Keep up the good work, and as Fraser Crane would say, I'm listening. Thanks again, Tom. Tom, I'm glad that you sent that email so quickly to us, too. You're right. I didn't mean to insinuate that it was, oh, he had a panic. He was having a panic attack, and that's why he did it. But that's what was happening. That's what his mother said. Oh, he's having a panic attack. He can't get his medication. And then, and he flipped out. And you're right. He had definite issues. There's no way that you would just do that. In fact, I know there's lots of people around me that deal with panic attacks in different forms. And what you described is what happens sometimes with them. And a lot of times you wouldn't even know that that's happening. And that's what's, I think, so tough when people deal with panic attacks. But yes, it's a mental disorder. There's no question about that. He absolutely, sadly was not right. And unfortunately, innocent people were killed. A woman with young children. I mean, gosh, she goes to work and was, you know, described as, of course, the giver, the person who cared about other people. Even if she was exhausted, she helped other people around her while she has these husband and two small children. And then she's at a doctor's office and gets killed. But, and that was to my point of it's just been a very, very tough handful of weeks that we've dealt with things that just don't make sense, right? You know, and does any murder make sense? Does any open shooting make sense? Of course not. But to have them stacked up and for some of the reasons is just, I mean, just absolutely outrageous. I was going to say, to along to Tom's lines, and then we're going to go to some of the other people who have emailed us. It was so sad when I saw the cover of The Week, right? Because I'm in the biz, I get The Week, so they send it to me. And on the cover of it, of course, it's always about what's going on. It says, trigger warning. What is the leading cause of death for America's youth? And, of course, they've guns all pointed down a little girl with picking up her ball in her soccer ball in the neighbor's yard. And that was to the point of what happened there. All right, so this one is from Bob, who says, hey, Kate, I love listening to your show. Sometimes you crack me up, and sometimes when I listen to you, I feel so damn depressed, but I process what you're saying because I realize you're right. This is how this affects us. I mean, what are the common denominators? I think most people, I agree with you. I think what you said a long time ago about people's better angels, that maybe 90% of the people we encounter just want to live a good life, want to be kind and neighborly. But unfortunately, there's that other 10%, and if you run into them on the wrong day, it could be the last day. Well, there you go, summing it all up, right? Sadly, absolutely. I agree with that 100%, that I believe that most people want to, I mean, I hope most people that are listening to this want to enjoy their life, catch a bigger fish, go visit another cool place, go see a playoff game. I mean, I could give you my list. My list is long of awesome things I would love to do before we call it a day. So I hope people embrace that, right? And then there's this one from Jake. Kate, it's Jake in Texas. We miss you here. But I got to tell you, I'm looking at this whole banking stuff, and I heard you make the crack about, you know, I don't know, maybe there was something about putting money in the mattress that might make you feel safer. And girl, you have it right. It is crazy that I just saw something that said that there might be 190 banks that could collapse. So you think about regional banks, and then you wonder, what happens if your money's in that bank, but you don't get word that everyone's pulling their money out? Oh, so sorry about that. Yeah, so sorry. So sorry, but everything's covered. Don't worry about it. Well, yeah, regional banks are failing because of the aggressive interest rate hikes to tamp down inflation. Because why? Because it hits the value of bank assets, like the bonds and the mortgage-backed securities. Most bonds pay a fixed interest rate that becomes super attractive when interest rates fall, driving up, of course, what? Demand and the price of the bond. But if the interest rates rise, investors don't prefer the lower fixed interest rate, of course, paid by a bond, and then the price goes down. It's easy to follow that. But a lot of banks, and this is what happened at Silicon Valley Bank, and this is what I wonder, how are you not, if I'm a numbers person, how am I not watching this like a hawk every day? But many banks increased their holdings of bonds during the pandemic when there was lots of deposits. But the loan demand and the yields were weak, right? So for a lot of the banks, those unrealized losses are on paper, but others have actual losses if they have to sell securities to get money for liquidity or other reasons. And then there you go. That's when it gets really, really dicey. Do I think there is some fragility in the U.S. banking system? Yes. To uninsured depositor runs? Yes. And there are scenarios that are being played out. So there was an economist who talked about that in a paper that was published on Social Science Research Network and talked about that, you know, about bank failures. Like Bloomberg reported on Wednesday that the bank I talked about, that San Francisco-based PacWest Bancorp, is thinking about a sale because of where they are. You know, last week you had the First Republic Bank that became the third bank to collapse, the second largest bank failure in our history after Washington Mutual, which, if you remember, collapsed in 2008 during the financial crisis. It's like playing chicken. That's what the deal is. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Sam I Am. Hey, Sam I Am. Kate, it's been a while. But I wanted to go in a different direction. There's a lot of things I could whine about. There's things that infuriate me. But I think what's really, really interesting is what's happening in the NBA. I know you do the Man Cave thing, and sometimes I miss the Man Cave thing. I tune in, and then I got to try to catch up on the next day because I just missed it. But I'm wondering what you think about the Lakers and the Warriors series. What do I think? I think it's the best show in town. If you want to watch two of the greatest basketball players, Steph Curry and LeBron James, and, oh, yeah, an incredible, incredible surrounding cast with both of them that if they weren't part of it, you would still have sensational players. So, which, by the way, the Warriors won on Thursday night pretty handily, 127-100 over the Lakers. So now you got a tied series. And this is what I expect this to go the distance. And somebody gets the hot hand. And, you know, the hot hand for the Warriors, because I saw part of this, was Klay Thompson, who had 8 trays. So 8 three-pointers. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. And that made the big difference there. So thanks for that, Sam. Something in a little bit of a different direction. Okay, and then I got this one from Donald, who says, "Hello, Kate Delaney. I am thinking about, you know, what's going to happen if we default, if, you know, they don't lift the debt ceiling. And my fear, and I think you've addressed it, talked about it, that if we don't address it, what happens to the little people, which is really most of us, right? Unless you're the 1%. Do we really want to not be able to pay our bills? I think we want to pay our bills. And I think we want to pay our bills because, listen, there's people that their Social Security checks could be late, depending on how long all that was. And so there's people who are relying on checks, so that is maybe the little people you're referring to that desperately need the money that would be coming to them perhaps a little bit later. You can't pay your bills with IOUs.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Been to the movies in a while. I haven't been to the movies, actually, because I'm waiting for some of the better stuff to come out that I think I would like. You know, I kind of go through these moments where I see something that comes out that I want to see because it's definitely going to be better on the big screen, and then I go, and then maybe I hit another one. It seems like they kind of come in order. You know what I mean? Like boom, 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 and then psh, it's like a drought. Well, this one, I was crazy about the first part of this. I really was. The first part of Dune, I wasn't completely sold on it, but I went and I loved it. Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya, they were great in it, two young stars who I knew very little about, frankly, until I went to see it. And then a host of other characters like Javier Bardem, people who I recognized. But this, the story was good, and I thought it was well done. I liked it. It grabbed me. I could watch it. It was good. So there's a part two. Of course there's a part two. But you have to wait forever. It's like you have to go back and watch the first one before you go and see the part two. So the part two is highly anticipated because it's going to pick up from the end of the first Dune with the young hero continuing, which is Chalamet, continuing his journey to become the savior of the desert planet, Arrakis, and from the vast deserts to the towering cities. You know, you've got incredible detail, apparently. And obviously they didn't spare a lot of expense to pull all this together, because no matter what they're doing in the studio, trust me, this costs a lot by the time you pull all those frames together. But the key thing is the cinematography looks spectacular. The storyline is good. And I already saw the first one, so I'm one of those suckers. I'm vested. I've got to see the second part of this. I just want it to be good. They did drop the trailer on it, so I wanted to do that little cheap movie review for you. Here is Dune Part 2.
It's breathtaking. When you see sand here, imagine water. You dive in, you can't reach the bottom.
You dive in?
Yes, it's called swimming.
I don't believe you.
In the shadows of Arrakis lie many secrets. But the darkest of them all may remain. The end of House Atreides.
Your father didn't believe in revenge.
What if Paul Atreides were still alive?
Have you ever had a dream about your first ride?
Don't try to impress anyone. You're brave, we all know that. Be simple. Be direct. Nothing fancy.
I understand. Nothing fancy.
You will never lose me, Paul Atreides.
We gave you something to hope for.
That's not hope!
May thy knife chip and shatter.
Wow, you gotta love that. What's interesting is you could hear your first ride, talking about the giant sandworms, and that's probably one of my favorite things about Dune. So Dune's on my list. It might not be on your list. Another one that's on my list, that doesn't come out till November, by the way, so what a tease. I mean, here we are in May. So guess what? Here's the trailer. It's not coming out till November, but they're smart. So just keep rolling it out in the movie theaters, ginning up the excitement for it, and maybe more people watch the first one. They stream the first one, and then they go and see the second one, and that's big movie-going time. Now is big movie-going time, too, and then parts of the summer. If you're a Mission Impossible fan, I'm a Mission Impossible fan. So there's another one, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 comes out in July. So I would say I'm waiting for that. That's on my list, too. And I think there's a few others that I would probably, there's a few others that I would mix in there. But Dune looks really, really good to me. And the thing that's killing it at the box office right now is what? Super Mario Brothers. Super Mario Brothers. Every place you turn around, however many screens they're on, it's up, up, up. It's all big numbers for smashing box offices everywhere. When it's all said and done, it's going to be one of the top grossing films for sure. And then doing still pretty well is John Wick Chapter 4. So that's four of the John Wicks. And this one has pulled people in. And then you've got the franchises like the Screams. You have the latest installment of Scream. You have Creed 3. Now that was actually the last movie that I saw at the movie theater, and I thought it was good because I like the character. I like the whole thing surrounding Creed, and I thought that one was actually pretty good. Avatar: The Way of the Water, so long, people, so long. And of course, a crusher at the box office. Did not see it on the big screen, saw it streaming, and I thought it was a good carryover to the original. And of course, like everything else, because it's a moneymaker, you know there's more coming down the line, right? These people in Hollywood aren't stupid. Look, if this is what people want to see, we're going to give it to them, and we're going to give more of it to them, but we're just going to drag it out a little bit longer. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to drag this thing out. All right, just a couple of minutes left for this hour of the show, you know, in talking about box office and talking about getting away and all of that. There is something else mixed into this, and it is, even if you can't afford to take the vacation, but you have the days, do the staycation. People, for your mental health, take a break. Take a breath. I can't tell you how many people lately, including several really longtime close friends of mine, tell me, oh, no, so busy, so busy, so busy. And you can hear the exhaustion in their voice. Like, I have a friend that's, she's got 10 weeks. What are you doing with 10 weeks? And by the way, the company, you got to use them eventually because the company's not paying for those 10 weeks. It's not like, oh, I'm saving them up just in case and you never know what's going to happen. No, take a week, take a weekend and build something onto it. It's just crazy, especially if you have paid vacations. And then I'm going to leave you with this thing with Ed Sheeran. I like Ed Sheeran's voice. I like his music. If you don't know who he is, go on to your search engine and look him up. So a Manhattan jury found Ed Sheeran's hit Thinking Out Loud didn't infringe on the copyright of the classic Marvin Gaye song Let's Get It On. It took them 3 hours, the jury, to determine that he didn't wrongfully copy compositional elements or melodies from that song. They found that he independently created his song. I think that's good news because I don't see it. I see some of the notes, but they're common notes, as Ed Sheeran said, but not similar. The plaintiffs had alleged similarities between the chord progression, the harmonic rhythm, and certain melodies in the two songs, but Sheeran's legal team won out. They argued that the melodies are different and the elements used in both songs are common in pop music. This was a big one to watch as far as music and copyright lawsuits are concerned. So good going, Ed Sheeran. People, be safe, be sane, be happy, and may the force be with you.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.